Good afternoon. High pressure will continue to control the weather across interior New York and New England today, although it will slide off the eastern seaboard. We will have a developing and gusty southwest wind today out ahead of a cold front, which will make an approach from the west. With that southwest breeze at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour, the humidity levels will increase and so will the temperature, climbing well above normal today in most places in the middle to upper 70s, with a few spots approaching the 80-degree mark. Skies will be partly sunny in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, while clouds will tend to dominate from I-90 and points north closer to the front. As the front moves in our direction, we'll pick up at least the chance of a few scattered showers or thunderstorms, mainly in the Mohawk Valley and western Adirondacks and closer to the Canadian border. Gradually, as we head into the sunset hour and beyond, clouds will increase and thicken, and showers and thunderstorms will become more likely for everyone across interior New York and New England after dark tonight. After the front passes, temperatures will begin to cool with the wind flipping around to the northwest. Overnight lows will be back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. This will leave us with a big air mass change for the day tomorrow to open up the new work week. A gusty northwest breeze will persist all day long, and a new and chilly high pressure center will build in. This will at least bring us a return to a mix of sun and clouds, but with that northwesterly wind flow, highs will only make it into the lower and middle 50s. In fact, cooler weather will last into the day on Tuesday. Still, though, with mostly sunny skies, we'll start out with some frost and highs in the upper 50s. We'll spend the rest of the week warming up with only minor frontal passages. On Wednesday, mostly sunny in the upper 60s, a mix of sun and clouds with a dry front passing through on Thursday in the lower 70s, back to 70 with mostly sunny skies on Friday, and it looks like high pressure will dominate even into the early part of next weekend with mostly sunny skies and highs in the lower 70s on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level ridge will be centered over the west coast, which will keep this portion of the United States very dry and warmer than normal. These ingredients, combined with dry, gusty, southwesterly winds, will keep critical fire weather conditions in place, especially into Southern California. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Ophelia, located about 475 miles east of the Azores and about 965 miles south-southwest of Ireland. Ophelia is moving toward the northeast at 35 miles per hour. A continued northeastward motion with an increase in forward speed is expected today, followed by a turn toward the north-northeast tonight. On the forecast track, the center of Ophelia will approach Ireland tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 105 miles per hour, though with higher gusts. Some additional weakening is expected today and tomorrow, but Ophelia is forecast to become a powerful post-tropical cyclone with hurricane-force winds as it approaches Ireland. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, mid-70s. Boston, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy, scattered showers, and possibly a thunderstorm in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 60 degrees, the average low 40, the record high 86 set in 1897, and the record low 27 in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:12 p.m., 11 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as for the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy today with a late day shower possible in the mid-70s, cloudy and breezy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a scattered shower in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy today with a late-day shower possible and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight, a scattered shower in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy today with a late-day shower possible and highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, windy and much cooler, mid-50s, mostly sunny in the upper 50s Tuesday, more sunshine, upper 60s on Wednesday, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday, near 70, and mostly sunny in the lower 70s on Saturday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.